This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Bureau of Land Management has decided to expand mining operations in Chaffee County. The new expansion will not relocate a popular recreational trail in the area. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
The agency's decision comes after months of discussions with county and city officials, as well as community members. It allows a partial expansion of the hard rock paving and ready-mix sand and gravel pit in Salida. That's expected to extend the lifespan of the mine for about three decades. The decision also avoids the relocation of the Solstice Mountain Bike Flow Trail. A buffer zone and visual barrier will be placed between the mine and the trail. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Wildlife officials in southwest Colorado have worked for weeks to track down a mother mule deer who has been living with a bucket lid around her neck. CPR's Stina Sieg reports the deer finally got some human help.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife have been getting reports about the doe in the Pagosa Springs area since August 12th, and were finally able to find and immobilize her Sunday night. After an officer removed the lid, he attached ear tags so hunters would know that she'd recently been tranquilized, and gave the doe a reversal drug. The agency shared photos on social media of the whole ordeal, including the doe reuniting with her two fawns. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A hiker was rescued near Troublesome Pass on the Continental Divide Trail last weekend. Officials say the woman was given first aid by fellow hikers before using a satellite phone to contact the sheriff's office Saturday night. Grand County Search and Rescue was able to reach the hiker and transport her to safety by early Sunday morning. Officials say the proper communication tools and preparedness by the hikers was crucial in getting help. This is CPR News and KRCC.